July 8th, and welcome to my new podcast series called A New Perspective. I have a special guest. She's a friend, mentor, an online business owner, and an NLP practitioner. Welcome, Shelby.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
How are you today?
Good. Today's been an interesting day. I started off with some meditation, took my dog for a walk. It was a beautiful start to my day, and I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. How has the Bay Area been for you so far? I know you've been there for like, I think, a week or two.
Yeah, it's been, oh my God, just over a week because we moved last Saturday. And I'm loving it. I love every moment of it. I love the nature. I love the parks. I love the vegan food. I love the ocean. It's just, it's all fun. I love it so much.
What was the first place you visited so far? Like, what was the first place that you stopped by when you were there?
Honestly, when we first got here, we were so tired, but the vegan food. We went right for the vegan food.
Oh, yeah.
We did not want to wait.
Yeah, California definitely has a lot of vegan places, so you will not be disappointed.
Yeah, we went to the beach last weekend. It was beautiful over there on Ocean Beach, and just kind of slowly exploring more and obviously getting stuff done during the week, but it's nice that I can kind of just go out to the park and bring my phone and get work done from there, you know? So I'm loving that. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's amazing. So I'm hoping to move there hopefully next year. We'll see. I'm definitely putting that
as
one of my goals, because I love the Bay Area. So we'll see how that goes.
But I would love to have you close to me.
Yes. That would be fun with you and Kate. We could do like, you know, go to like different vegan restaurants and go to the park and like explore different places. So it definitely would be a lot of fun. Yes.
Sounds good.
So in my intro, I mentioned that you are an NLP practitioner. So what is an NLP practitioner for those who don't know it, and what made you start it?
Yeah, so I guess I'll start with a little bit of my journey leading up to that, because it's a huge reason of why I started it. I grew up in Michigan, you know, had a beautiful family. Parents were pretty well off in the healthcare field. So for me, I always grew up around Western medicine. Mm-hmm. And that is kind of where my spark for the fascination with the human body and how we can heal ourselves started. Mm-hmm. One thing, you know, as I grew older and went to college, I studied biology, where I thought I wanted to go to medical school, but then I realized after school that it was going to be a little bit too limiting for what I wanted to do with my life. Mm-hmm. And I knew, you know, that I still wanted to help people heal in some way. I just wasn't sure like what that was going to be. Mm-hmm. And so over time I thought, well, maybe I could do research. So I did research for a little bit. I did sleep research. And for me, I've always been fascinated with the subconscious mind and how it works and how I can just like completely like direct what our life is, right? Mm-hmm. Depending on what we're thinking, what our beliefs are. And so sleep is a huge part of that, right? Because when we're asleep, we're unconscious and we get to go off into dreamland and rest and recuperate for the next day. But so much is going on in our sleep still. And it was just fascinating to me to be a part of like sleep research for a little bit. Mm-hmm. All the time while doing that, I was studying so many other things. Eastern medicine, I was studying Ayurveda, I was studying more about herbs and just like how I could have my own at-home apothecary. And I just was fascinated by how there's all these other healing modalities out there that they just don't teach you in the Western world. You really have to go out and look for it. So
yeah,
for me, I just like, I dove into that while I was also thinking of going to medical school and thinking of doing research and all this stuff, which eventually, you know, there came a point in my job working in research where I was working night shifts and didn't really like the people I was working with. It was kind of negative energy. And I just said to myself, this is not the path that I want to be on. Mm-hmm. And eventually I got to the point where I figured out I wanted to do my own business. I started watching a lot of YouTube videos and looking at speakers who were talking about, you know, actually following your passions and your dreams and creating what you want. And I'm a very creative person. Like, I love art. I've always done art and drawing and painting, and I love creating things. So for me, I was like, I want to be able to use my creative abilities and help people heal. Like, I want to do both, and I know I can if I start a business. So started on the business realm last year, and it was like April of 2019 is when I first started like going looking into that stuff. And I just was blown away by how there was this whole world of people on social media and the internet, like, doing what they want, right? And providing value to people and getting paid for it and making a living. So I was just immediately drawn in, and I was so excited to start. And I realized over time of having a business that I needed to hone in and focus on how to communicate better, and also like learn more, like learn as much as I possibly can from those who have the experience that I want one day. And after about just over or just under a year into business, I realized I really want a coach. I want a coach to learn NLP from. I've been wanting to do NLP, and it just always was something that was on my radar. So first off, NLP, so like describe what it is, like in a nutshell. My coach always likes to call it, it's like mindset hacking, right? It's going into the mind and helping people reprogram their mind so that they can move towards a future version of them that they want to get to, that they want to achieve, that their highest self sees as possible and that they know is possible. But in the current reality, some belief, some limiting belief about worthiness or being enough or being supported is holding them back from either taking certain action or attracting in certain things that they need to get there. So what NLP is going in and mindset hacking the brain to see, okay, what beliefs are you holding? Let's go in there and let's figure it out. I bring people into what's called a theta state of the brain. So it just makes them more susceptible to being open and having the subconscious mind release these things. Because everything in NLP is within the quantum field, and there's no timelines. There's no, like, time is just like this concept we've made up. Everyone thinks it's linear, but there's no such thing as time. There's only the now. There's only the present. And the past is only something that we remember because it's our memories. People lose their memories all the time. Like, we can forget things, right? So the past is only a matter of if you actually remember it. And the future you can determine based on what you choose to believe and take action towards in the present moment. So for me, NLP is about helping people understand that for them to get to that place they want to be or to their highest self, they need to work with someone who knows the tools that can help guide them through how to release these beliefs, right? Because most people are like, yeah, I want to do the inner work, but they don't actually know how to, right? They don't know how to be aware of when these things come up. And a big part of NLP is realizing, like, you have to, as a practitioner, you have to handle each person's communication styles different and how they perceive things and what things they've gone through in the past. And it's this beautiful, like, dance of understanding someone's life and really listening and being present and guiding them through. I do it through meditations, but some people don't. Guiding them through meditations in the theta state that allow them to actually feel the change within their body. Almost like weight has been lifted when they allow this belief to just like come up and they deal with it for the first time that they've ever dealt with it before. So it's a really powerful practice. It's something that I'm very passionate about, and yeah, I'm loving every minute of it.
When you told me that you are, you got the certificate for it, and you kind of told me like, what was it about? I was not surprised you got into this, because I'm like, that is so Shelby. Because when I joined like the business, and you know, your business techniques were just a lot different than what I'd seen. And I just liked how you were kind of guiding me and like the other girls, just, you know, what's like holding us back? Like, why is, you know, this specific thing holding us back? Like, really trying to get to know us in that way and trying to cater to us in like in our needs. And you know what? I think that's amazing. And that's awesome.
I mean, everyone's a different person, and we all have different life things we've gone through, different, you know, backgrounds we come from, different economic backgrounds, different parents, and everything that we learn from the age of 0 to 7 is just like, it's imprinted upon us. And a lot of people have to unlearn some things that they have picked up from their parents, society, you know, school, that aren't serving them, that they've just taken on and tried to conform to just feel like they could fit in, or feel like they have to, okay, I have to believe this because everyone else does. And
right,
it doesn't help anyone, you know?
Yeah, I think it's just finding our own, you know, individuality, and just finding what, you know, what we need, and not really listening to society. And I completely agree with you on that. So, sorry, I think there's like a helicopter out there.
No worries.
So my next question is, what does health mean to you?
Yeah, I love this question. So health, I feel like health is just, there's so many things that encompass health, right? It's not just our physical health. It's our mental health, right? How we're taking care of our mind. Most people aren't willing to really take care of their mind as much, I've realized in the past couple of years. Most people, okay, well, I'll eat healthy and I'll work out, but no one takes the time to really think about what their thoughts are, right? How to not just slow their thoughts down, but be aware of them more, right? Be conscious of their thoughts that are running through their mind, and realize that they're not them. They are something else, right? Our thoughts don't come from us. And I think having that awareness is so important. It's so important for our health, because if you are someone who's eating well and working out, but you're not doing anything for your mind, you're still not fully healthy, right? Full health encompasses our mind, our body, our soul, understanding like our soul's purpose here on earth. We're all grounded here in this body, in this physical body, experiencing a human experience for X amount of years. We don't know how long that may be, but it's just this beautiful journey that we're on to constantly be expanding. And for those who aren't expanding to learn more about their soul, their mental health, on top of that, and their financial health, that's a huge one. Like, most people aren't really understanding like financial health or financial nutrition, right? How to be educated on finances. We don't learn it in school. Most people's parents don't teach them. You just kind of teach from, I guess, doing. Like, I never had a sit down conversation with my parents about finances and money. And I think that that's just, no one really teaches it. Like, you kind of have to do your own research when you get older. So health encompasses so many different things for me. It's like, we need money to live, right? We need money to eat and to survive and to take care of our body.
Right.
So that's why financial health is so important, because bringing in more money, it's not a bad thing. It's actually good for you. It's good for you, and it's good for the world, for more money to be in the hands of people who are going to do good with it. So having that financial health, I think, is very important, because you can take care of your body better, right? You can buy more things for your body. You can do more research, attend more masterminds, do more retreats, whatever it may be. Put more energy and time and effort into what your body needs, into learning about your soul, into working out. You get a trainer if you wanted. You could, I don't know, hire a chef if you wanted to eat healthier. Like, money allows you to level up on all levels and allow your health to be better. So it just all ties together for me. Mental, physical, spiritual, right? How we're connected to our soul and source. And financial, because we need money to be able to live and to be able to get to that next level in our life.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree, because I think for a lot of people, it means like, well, I gotta go to the gym, I have to work out, and then like everything else, you know, is kind of like not right. And I think health is just important to all aspects, our mental health, our physical health, our emotional health, and like you said, our financial health. And it's funny how you brought up like financial health, because I think a lot of people, they're like, you know, I think they still view money as this, you know, it's this evil thing. And you know, the more money you make, then like, what would I do? Like, I would get kind of comments saying like, well, what would I do with all that money? Or why would I need all that money? And it's like, well, you know, you kind of need money to survive in like some shape, way, or form. And you know, money is, that's like energy. And you know, you need a place to, you know, live, a place to eat, a place, you know, you need to take care of yourself in some way. So money does provide that. And I think, you know, a lot of people don't realize that because, you know, the way society kind of portrays money and how, you know, our family has handled money and what our friends told us about money. So I definitely agree with you on that.
Yeah. And I also think it's interesting how like humans are the only species to really use money to pay for food and housing. Like every other animal out there is just either like free looking for it, or they just like sleep wherever and they make a little den, you know? So I think it's interesting how humans have created this currency that kind of runs our world now. And obviously there's about 1% of people who have most of the money in the world, who just know something about it that most people don't. And they're trying to spread that knowledge. And I think more and more millionaires are going to be made in the next 10 years through people turning to online realm and creating businesses and realizing that they're it's possible than ever before. It's going to be amazing to see that happen.
I saw your post recently that, you know, I think it was like on your Instagram story where, you know, millionaires are going to come, I would say, in the next 10 years, or it was through like technology and like social media. And I definitely agree with that. I can definitely see it. And I think a lot of people's like mindsets are changing and they're trying to find something in that realm instead of just working their 9-to-5 job or just working this job. And you know, you have to like beg for vacation hours, you have to beg for a day off. And so I think that's amazing, and I think we're definitely entering into that era for sure.
People in our generation are not liking the way things have been done. Our generation and the one below us, like, it's just shaking everything up. And it's funny to me to like see it happen, because like I know older generations are like, damn, I wish I could have had like what you had, right? Like social media and all these affiliate programs and MLMs and like, you know, just it's amazing the world, the day we live in now. And I think I was just completely blind to it until I decided to actually start doing research. Like, okay, I'm done with this job. Like, I'm sick of it. You know, I'm not doing another job. Everyone gets to that breaking point where you're just like, there's gotta be something else out there. And then you open up your eyes and you wake up and this veil is lifted and you realize there's this whole world of online entrepreneurship. And it's beautiful.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. I saw your ad and then I became an entrepreneur, and I did not expect me to become an entrepreneur. And it just kind of created this like domino effect of like certain things I've like invested in, and it changed my money mindset a lot, because I definitely was on like the scarcity mindset, and I was kind of like, oh, when is money gonna come in? And I was not bringing a lot of money like the past few years. And I would say this year was the year where I was seeing myself having more money than before, and I was like, I kind of like it. Not I kind of like it, I do like it.
2020 has been a crazy year, but it's going to be a year of like huge shifts and transformations for a lot of people.
So moving on to the next question, how can someone cultivate a positive, healthy lifestyle? Like let's say they're in this rut and they're like, you know what, I want to get healthy. What do you feel are the steps that they can, you know, cultivate that positive, healthy lifestyle?
Yeah, well, that's the first step, just being aware of it and being like, something needs to change, right? that's what I was at. I feel like I was in a place where I wasn't happy, right? My mind was like not in a good place. I was depressed with what I was doing. I wasn't feeling good. And I had to get to that very low to be like, wait a second, I don't want to feel this way. So that awareness is the first step, and like waking up and being like, there's got to be more than this, right? There's got to be more. And my health, my physical health, just being able to find a group, right? So I started doing Ayurvedic, I wouldn't call it a training, but like a year-long like program with this practitioner in Chicago when I lived there. And she just helped me through my digestion, right? And I was working with her and another woman in this group, and it was so nice to have their support while I was going through this really difficult time with my job and not liking it, and my digestion was all off and my hormones are off, and I was just feeling like I was like bloated and overweight and had migraines and not happy, and I needed their support, I needed their help. So for anyone who's like needing to get better with their health, I would say the first thing to start with is support group, right? Find a group of women or a coach, even better, a coach who's trained in what they're doing to help you through this, because yeah, you could do it alone, but you're so much stronger when you ask for help. And the reason I say that is there's people who can provide you with knowledge or wisdom that maybe you've never even thought of before, right? Mm-hmm. And they provide you with a perspective that maybe you need to hear around certain things. But when it comes to like overall health, I would say if you're looking for better financial health, go and join a group that talks about money, right? Like actually learn about it. If you want to have better physical health, join, there's so many online coaches that do health workouts and online workouts that you could do, especially during quarantine, like, and COVID time right now. If you're looking for better mental health, you can join Insight Timer, Calm, or all these apps that have communities where you can connect with other people who are going through similar like mental, you know, just like issues right now. Everyone's dealing with mental issues right now with the craziness of the world. And there's always communities out there. There's always people that will be able to connect with you. And even spiritually, like if you're looking for a group that's spiritually on your level, you can find them. Go on Instagram, look up hashtags, go on Facebook, look up different groups, you know, Google, or go on Pinterest and look up different courses or programs that certain influencers have or coaches have, where they help women come together and bring them together. Or there's even men, there's some men that join, or there's all men groups. Finding those groups and also calling them in, you will have the support you need. And you're going to be given the right advice to work closer and closer towards what you want to get to with your health.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Is that I think some of us, we were like, we need to do it alone. And I don't think that's the case. Sometimes we do need that, like a support system to guide us, because someone's perspective can be different from yours. And really just having that push and, you know, finding that accountability partner. And there's just so many different ways. It's like you said, like through social media, like you and me are friends through social media.
Yeah, I have so many beautiful friends on social media who I've met, who I've become very connected to, who have just taught me so much and provided me with opportunities that I would have never done if I hadn't, you know, actually made those connections. So it's huge.
Yeah. Sometimes I would even go on like Eventbrite, and like it would be like things like I would enjoy. So I would go to like yoga events, or I would go to these like entrepreneurship events, and we would, you know, it would be kind of like this whole party. And I love it, you know, you just mingle with like different people and you never know who you're gonna come like running into. So I think that's amazing. So the next question would be, what can you tell people about Kangen water, and what are mistakes you made during your entrepreneurial journey?
Yeah, so Kangen water, I love Kangen water. So obviously, I don't know if you said this in your intro, but obviously Margaret and I are in the business together, which is beautiful. But Enagic came into my life in April of 2019. And when I first heard about Enagic, which is the company that makes the Kangen water machines, these medical grade water ionizers, I was just blown away. I was like, oh my God, I need to do all the research into this water. Like, I need to know what it is. At the time, I was obviously in my research job, so I had access to all of these articles that most people don't have access to. And I just started Googling electrolytes, reduced drinking water. And I looked up molecular hydrogen, because that's a huge component of Kangen water. And you know, I was looking up hypochlorous acid, which is in the 2.5 water. Mm-hmm. And I was just blown away by all the research I was finding and the YouTube testimonials and how this is impacting so many people's lives and how this company has been around for over 40 years making this difference. And mm-hmm. no company has ever had this level of success in helping people with their health and also providing a source of income at the same time to be able to work from anywhere in the world. So for me, I heard about the water first. I didn't even know there was a business associated until maybe a couple days later, mm-hmm. When the girl I connected with was like, oh, by the way, there's a business, there's a compensation plan attached. I was like, what? Why didn't you tell me this from the beginning? So Kangen water has just changed my life. I started drinking it when I started in the beginning of June of last year. So it's been over a year now, and I've been drinking this water, and I love it. The biggest differentiator of this water versus any other type of water is the molecular hydrogen and all the different alkalized waters that you can create from this machine. And so when I like describe this to people, I tell them there's three properties. Kangen water, so it's the machines are like, they're the things that make the Kangen water, right? They have these mm-hmm. medical grade water ionizer machines. You attach it to your sink, it runs through a filter, it that runs through titanium plates that are jewelry grade, and they separate the water by charge so that it makes like literally six different types of alkalized water with different pH settings that can be used in like 68 different ways around your home. So the Kangen water, though, the drinking water, is pH of 8.5 to 9.5. And the thing that makes this drinking water so different than other waters is, one, the molecular hydrogen. It has added hydrogen into it, which is so, so, so important. And it only stays active in the water for like a couple days, like 2 or 3 days for some machines. And this is so important and different than other waters because of this, because we have free radicals in our body. Free radicals are just these little scavengers that go around our body and bind to cell walls and our bones, and they cause these cells to break apart and degenerate and die. And this can cause so many different health issues with our immune system, because if our free radicals are eating away at our bones, then it is directly impacting our immune system, because most of our immune cells are made from our bones. And so getting these free radicals out of our body, they essentially have what's called like an OH, or oxygen and hydrogen molecule, right? And it's negatively charged. So it's trying to find an extra hydrogen, right? It's trying to find one as it goes around our body, and that's why it binds to these different cells to find these hydrogens. But instead, now we have this extra hydrogen, molecular hydrogen coming in through our water, which our body is made of mostly water, and it's circulating through our body, and it's finding these free radicals and binding to them so that it then forms H2O instead of OH negative. So it's now H2O, and it gets flushed from our system. So when people first start drinking Kangen, they have all these detox symptoms because there's all these free radicals in our body. And free radicals can come from food we eat, you know, air we breathe. If you live in a city, the air is not good. But stress, right? Certain situations causing stress. So there's so many things that it can come from. And part of this process, it allows it to be anti-aging, because free radicals cause us to age faster. So drinking Kangen is anti-aging, and it also is good for our skin. It hydrates our skin. And it also has a property of microclustering. So it has really, really small molecule sizes, to the point where if you think of like throwing a bowling ball, trying to throw a bowling ball through a fence versus throwing like quarters or pebbles, most of those pebbles are going to get in because their size is smaller. A bowling ball is going to have a hard time getting through that fence. I would say like tennis ball is a better analogy for this, but it's going to have a hard time getting through that fence than those little pebbles. And that's kind of like the cell membrane of our cells. So our cells need water to do the processes, all the amazing processes that they do. and we need to be hydrated. Most people are not hydrated. They're so dehydrated and they're not functioning in the way that they could properly. So on top of that, also Kangen water is alkaline. So that means it has a higher pH, and that just means the ability to reduce. So ability to reduce things that are very acidic in the body, right? Acidic things are not good for our body. Acidic things can come into our body through sodas we drink, food that's fatty, you know, so many different things. And most people are very acidic, and acidic body is a breeding ground for disease. So when you have a really alkaline environment and you bring alkaline water into your body, it's helping to fight that acidity so that you're not as prone to disease. And it also helps clear out a lot of disease and helps with a lot of symptoms with physical disease. So it's really amazing, like all of the properties that it has. And that's just the drinking water. There's also the other waters in the machine, and I won't go into too much detail on that. If you want to know, reach out to Margaret.
Yes, you can reach out to both to one of us. So.
Yeah.
And, you know, you explained it so well. And honestly, when I met you, I think it was after I came back from like my India trip. It was like, I would say a month later, and you introduced me to Kangen water. I was like, what is Kangen water? Because I honestly had no idea. And my whole like perception of water just absolutely changed. And what it has like done for my body is amazing. Like my skin is a lot more clear. I don't really even like drink coffee a lot in the morning. I used to drink coffee a lot, and
it just gives you energy.
Yeah, like it's like super, I think I was like, it's pretty rare, but I would say maybe like once every other week, like I'll drink coffee, but for the most part I don't drink coffee. I'll drink like maybe matcha, but mainly I'll be drinking the water, and it just feels so much energy. And I would go into like my part-time job and I would be like, yeah, I don't really drink coffee. And she's like, what? And she was like so surprised. She was like, how? Like, because I had so much energy. Like I would come in at like 7 a.m. So she was just so shocked that I just like don't come into work and I like don't drink coffee. And if you ask me like a couple of, like maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago, even like a maybe over a year ago, like I was drinking coffee like a lot, and my coffee intake is so much lower, and I absolutely love it.
Yeah, I don't drink any coffee either. I just drink Kangen and my lemon water in the morning and celery juice and occasionally She Legit, which is just like minerals. It's so good for you.
I've never heard of that. You have to message me that, because I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, She Legit is like these little monkeys in the Himalayas would go up and find this black tar, and the people in the village used to like watch them and see that they were really smart and strong and like just really agile. And they started doing research into it, and the She Legit is like packed with so many minerals for the body and helps your brain, it helps your libido, it helps your metabolism. It helps with energy, but it's not like a stimulant. So it's really, I love it. It's a beautiful, beautiful substance to use. I just mix it in with my hot Kangen water in the morning.
So for like the Kangen business, you've been in it for a year. What are some mistakes that has happened during this time?
Yeah, a lot of mistakes. It's just like a learning process, right? Like when you get started in something, most people want to have it be perfect and then they launch it. And I just did it as I went, right? I was like, I was learning. And for me, I'd never had a business before. But for me, I felt very confident talking about the water. So that's what I focused on. Obviously, there's a lot that I have had to learn about creating videos and sharing things and connecting with people. I think probably one of the biggest mistakes I made at the beginning was like trying to send out messages, like trying to force it, you know. And I wasn't in the right mindset. I was trying to get out of my job. That's what I was trying to do, and I wasn't going about it the right way. And I realized I that's not how you do business. You need to provide value first. You need to give someone something that they're excited about and something that's also free. Like, I don't feel the need to charge for a lot of things because there's so few things that I actually tell people to spend money on that it's like, I want you as a business partner. I want you as a client. I don't, anything else, like, I'm not going to charge for that. Like, I want people to have any information I can share. And when you feel like you're close enough to me and you're excited about this, like, yeah, that's when you spend the money for you, not just for me, but for you. And I think for me, the biggest mistake was not knowing how to connect with people, not knowing how to communicate with people in the beginning, because it's scary, right? When you have to like form new connections with people, like that was, yeah, it used to be really scary for me. And it's not anymore, you know, it's not something that gives me as much fear. And I've realized I've made a lot of amazing connections just by reaching out to someone and saying, hey, I love this that you posted, like, I want to know more. Or, you know, if someone's into the same thing as me, like asking them, like, there was this one girl I asked about like a tarot deck once that she posted about, and the images were so beautiful. And we just started talking about tarot back and forth, and then Rumi, and like, now we are connected, right? Like, it's just so beautiful how you can find people from all over the world. So that's for me, like, one of the things I had to learn is how to connect with people. And in terms of mistakes, like, there's so many little ones. I don't even remember. I may have, like, you know, said things wrong or done things wrong or messed up in a video and just posted it anyways. Like, it's a learning process, right? And so you can't be perfect, but the perfect thing you can do is just take the action and do it and learn as you go and make the mistakes and learn from those around you. And also, I feel like I didn't ask for enough help in the beginning. I feel like I was trying to do everything myself and I didn't know everything, right? So asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. And I wish I'd done that more in the beginning, but I realized quickly that I needed to start doing it, right? I needed to start asking for more help from people. And that's when things shifted for me.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I had somewhat of a similar experience where I was reaching out, but I felt like I was kind of like forcing people. And I was just kind of like, oh, you know, I hope they're going to come in like really soon. And I was expecting people to come flocking to me within like within like a week or two. But it's definitely like a process, even like money on ads that I spent and kind of like overspending on ads, or maybe like little mistakes here or there, like you said, like maybe like my wording wasn't correct. But I think that's what makes us like us. And, you know, we make mistakes on the road, and I think nobody's perfect, but I definitely think we learn from those mistakes to like excel further.
Yeah, that's so true.
So we're going to talk about manifestation, and what are things that you have manifested and how has it changed your life? And I know one of them is San Francisco.
Yeah. So manifestation, this is a fun one because manifesting is something everyone wants to do, right? Everyone has something that they want that they don't currently have. I don't know, I manifested so many things in my life. From when I was young, I manifested, I don't know, just like a beautiful trips with my family that I've always wanted to go on. What else? Like getting certain, like, you know, rewards and awards when I was in high school for sports and in college, and manifesting certain friends into my life, manifesting my partner, like manifesting this opportunity online with business, manifesting trips, like so many things that I've wanted. Like I think back to like when I was young and I was like, I want this, I want this. Like I knew, like I always wanted to go to Bali, I always wanted to go to Hawaii, I always wanted to move to San Francisco, all these things, right? And for some people, that's just this like way far out there dream. But for me, I was like, no, I can do this if I want. Like, it's a matter of if I'm ready to, and if I am in the right place to attract it to me, right? If I'm taking the right action, or if I'm doing the right things to allow it into my space. So for me, it has been a journey with manifesting. I love the process of manifesting. I think the biggest tip is believing it before you see it. Most people want to see things before they believe it, and that's just not how things go. And I think that when it comes to manifesting, whether it's a person in your life, a relationship, an experience, money, it's all possible, right? In the quantum field, like in the future, it's already there. It's in our vortex. It's just lined up and waiting when we ask for it. But the hardest part about manifesting is not the asking. It's the allowing, and it's the receiving. Most people are holding on to these beliefs that they aren't worthy of it, that they don't deserve it, that they can't do it, that they don't believe in themselves enough to get it. And that's where people need to focus on most with manifesting, is the middle part, allowing and receiving. So part of it is letting go of how it all unfolds, right? Like if we are saying, oh, I want to go on a trip to Bali. Okay, you've asked for it. You've asked the universe now to allow it in. What aligned action steps do you need to take? How much money does it cost? What hotels do you need to rent? Like all these different things, like these little steps that need to have it happen. To receive that, right? To receive the funds, to receive the money, like to receive actually going to this place and experiencing it and taking it all in. That can be the hardest part for people too, receiving, because part of it is flow, right? Part of it is not really caring when it happens, but just knowing that it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. People say, oh, I want to go to Bali in 3 months. Like, I want to go so bad. And then they're in a place where maybe they're not taking that action and it's not happening in 3 months, and they get upset. And it's like, well, what could you have done within that 3 months to make it happen? What you could have done differently, right? Could you have gotten another job? Could you have sold some things? Could you have started a new business? Could you have actually taken action on that business? Because most people have something set up and then they just kind of fall in the paralyzed state of like, I don't know what to do, or I'm not doing things right, so I'm just not going to do anything. So taking that action and not being scared and not letting fear drive you is huge. You know, manifesting is not just about closing your eyes and visualizing it. Yes, that's important. I think taking that moment to not only visualize it in your mind's eye, what it's going to look like, what it's going to feel like, all the senses you have in that moment when it manifests and it comes, and how you'll feel and remembering that, but also the steps that it takes to get there. Like, it's not just about visualizing and feeling into it. It's not just going to pop out of thin air. Like, you need to do something for it, right? You asked. Now you need to listen to your intuition when it tells you to take certain action, right? When it tells you to do that, sell that thing, or go to that art fair and sell your work, or, you know, whatever it may be. So we have to listen to that. And most people aren't tuned into their intuition. They're not tuned into this voice telling them, okay, I now feel like you have to take this action. Now go do it. Most people will be like, I'm scared though, I don't want to do it, so I'm just not going to take the action. I'm just going to hope that it just manifests because I'm thinking about it, you know? So a big part of it is the action.
Yeah, you know what's funny? So I came across a video, I think it was like a couple of days ago on YouTube, and there was this girl, I don't remember what was her name on YouTube, but she was talking about how a lot of people want to like manifest winning the lottery. Like that's like a huge one is like manifesting winning the lottery, but they don't like do any inner work or anything like that. They're just like, I just want to win the lottery, or I hope to win the lottery, but then I can like start my business, or I can move. But then it's like, well, you can start your business. Like, you don't have to win the lottery.
Yeah.
Or you can move somewhere. You don't necessarily have to win the lottery. So I feel like it's like almost like a crutch. Well, I can get this money and I can do all these things. But I've noticed people that like win the lottery, or sometimes they'll get money like unexpectedly, and they'll kind of, you know, spend it all at once, and like their that money is gone within like a couple of months to like a year, and like in some cases, you know, it's not, but a lot of cases, like, it is.
Yeah, because people don't know what to do with all that money, all right? Like, you ask for it. You're like, okay, I want $1 million. Okay, you want $1 million, but once you get it, what are you going to do with it? You need to have that be really clear, because if you're just going to get $1 million and spend it on clothes and stuff, like, that's not really doing right. anything. But if you put it back into a new business you're going to form, or it's going to be of some service to humanity, and you feel like you really want this $1 million, not just for yourself, but for to be of service, right? To provide value. If you tune into that energy of like what it's going to feel like and what that money is going to look like in your account, right? And what you're going to spend it on specifically, and how it's going to be distributed, and what things you want to up-level in your life so that you can live a little bit better. Like, getting specific is so good, and it makes it so clear to the universe, like, okay, this is what she's going to use this money for. She's not just asking for $1 billion. Like, most people want $1 million, but then it's like, what are you going to do with that money, right? Mm-hmm. You got to know. You got to be clear and specific with it.
Yeah, demos, definitely. So moving on to my next question, how did you discover your life purpose, and what advice would you give someone if they don't know their life purpose yet?
Yeah, my life purpose. So I discovered my life purpose, December of 2018, mm-hmm. I think it was, like that month, around that time. I was obviously in a job that I was not liking and not getting paid enough and working night shifts and not liking who I was working with. And I started meditating every day when I turned 25 back in November of 2018. Mm-hmm. And about a month into doing this for a month, I just felt this twing to like do a course, right? I was like, I really want to do a course and learn more, because I don't want to just listen to music or do guided ones. I really want to dive into a specific topic, you know, and learn more. Mm-hmm. So Insight Timer had a course called, it was a 10-day course by Mama Goddess or Kim Nguyen, and it's called Finding Your Soul's True Purpose. And I started it on day one. It was a guided visualization journey up a mountain. And her voice is so calming. Her voice is so soothing. She's such an amazing woman. And I just felt so called to do this course. So the first day, she's like telling us words, telling us to visualize, like, we're starting on this journey. And she's like, look at that mountain. That's the mountain you're going to climb up. And I look and see at the top, there's like this bright glowing green light. And I was like, I wonder what that light is. I didn't really think much of it. It's just like I was seeing that and what I was visualizing. So as the days went on, we met different archetypes of ourselves. We met our inner child, we met our shadow self, we met, you know, all these different parts of ourself, and, you know, different energies or entities or whatever you could say they are. Mm-hmm. And then at day 10, we get to the top of this mountain, and she's narrating it, and she's telling us what to visualize and see. And each part of the process, I saw that green light at the top of the mountain. And when we get to the top, I see this crystal, like, clear bottle with green liquid in it that's glowing. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And I walk over to it, and I reach out and grab it. And in that moment, I just felt this, like, rush of energy, like, go from my head to my toes. And I felt like I, like, had all the answers of what I was supposed to do. In my hand, I was holding what was, to me, a panacea or an elixir or a universal remedy for all illnesses or disease. And the reason I thought it was panacea right away and had all these ideas come was because I had never heard of that word before I started working at my research job. We did a test with some of the kids we did studies on, where it was, I even forgot the name, it was like a WASI test, where we have a list of vocab words and they have to tell us what they think the definition is. And the words get harder as it goes on. And one of the last few words is panacea. And when I first started, I had no idea what this word was, but
that's crazy.
It just resonated for me so much. I was like, I love this word. And then it, like, stuck with me. I was like, oh, this is such a cool word. Like, I love this word. And when I got, like, to that 10-day of a visualization and, like, grabbed it, I was like, this is a panacea. Like, I'm supposed to do something like with this. Like, it's just, oh, it just hit me. And that's how I got my business started with Panacea for Love and Health. And obviously there's lots of things that are going to be encompassing of what my business is going to be. And Kangen is just one part of it. But I want to open up physical spaces for people to heal all over the world and provide opportunities for practitioners to come and do their healing modalities on people. Reiki, theta healing, sound healing, massage, acupuncture, all of these beautiful, like, you know, things that I've learned over time. I want people to be able to come and learn about them in the Western world and beyond, and have practitioners be able to come and practice and have, you know, vegan cafes and indoor and outdoor gardens and spaces for yoga and meditation classes and speakers and live events and retreats and, you know, a gift shop where people can come to get like all different things that I love, crystals, tarot cards, yoga mats, you name it, buy Kangen water machines, whatever, like everything in there that I love. And this idea was formed like right after that course. I just felt like I needed to start a business. I started looking up more videos on YouTube on how people did it. I gained up the confidence enough to eventually quit my job after I heard about Kangen, and that came into my life. And yeah, the rest is history from there. And I'm just kind of building upon stuff right now. I'm still in the beginning stages and still learning and still growing and still having moments of failures. But I just feel that, you know, my life's purpose was revealed to me at the age of 25, right? Some people, it might take them longer. Some people might not ever know. And I think the most important thing was that I was ready and willing and open to receive it, because we're all on different paths, right? We're all here in our bodies for specific reasons. My life path is going to be different than someone else's. And that person's life path, they need to figure out what it is, and they'll know over time, right? We come back to earth, or we come to earth to understand, to expand, right? To understand more about our soul, and our soul's here for a reason. And so I just had to connect more to my own soul to understand that, to understand how to understand my life purpose. And meditation was what helped me with that, by meditating every day, because I didn't do it every day before I turned 25. And the thing that kind of shook me awake was our next door neighbor in our Chicago apartment was found dead in his apartment, and it just shook me to my core. Like, he was so young, he had died of a cancer complication, and I was just like, he's literally in his mid-30s, like, I need to do something different with my life, because like, this is just, it shook me to my core. And I was like, I need to start meditating every day. I want to start eating healthier, like, you know. And that's what started happening for me. And it took that moment for me to really wake up and realize, like, you, if you want to live a long, healthy life, you can. And if you want to help others heal, because so many people die from cancer, so many people have these health issues, and it's for a reason. It's because they're not told how to take care of themselves. They live in a world, in a system that benefits off their sickness, and, you know, they're not giving them the right information that they need in order to heal. So that's what I want to do. That's my life's purpose. But I also think that in order for other people to understand theirs, they have to be open to receiving it. They have to be open to allowing it, because this is a big idea. This is a big thing for someone to want to do, and I understand that, and I know it's going to take a lot of work, but I also feel like I'm being called to do it for a reason, and I'm not scared, because I know that it's going to happen, and I know it's going to come to fruition no matter how much money it may take.
Yeah, that was beautiful. And you've told me the story so many times, I would say like 3-4 times, but I love listening to this story, and I just think it's so amazing how, you know, you found your gift. And I think you knew what your gift was, but I think it was finally, in a sense, revealed to you. And I was in that same way. I mean, obviously it was like a different thing that happened, but I knew kind of a sense what my gift was, but it wasn't revealed to me maybe like a few years later. And I really started discovering like who I really was and what I really wanted. And I think anyone who's out there who still trying to figure out their life purpose, it's gonna come to you. And I think, like you said, you have to be ready to receive, and it will just kind of flow when you least expect it.
Yeah, and go take Mama Goddess's 10-day course. Change my life, and it could change yours.
You just send me that course. So my last question, and I think this is an important question for our audience. I feel like 2020 for most people, it's been kind of like, you know, a rough year, some more than others. So what would you tell someone who's going through a difficult time this year?
Yeah, I would just say this is all happening for our highest good. Even if we may not see it in this present moment, like I truly believe, like as this was all unfolding, like it was kind of shock at first, because I was like, this can't actually be happening. So not happening right now. And it was, right? And I'm like, okay, well, the fact that this is happening at this time during a year that's called 2020, literally 2020 vision, people are waking up, people are seeing things that are actually happening on a grand scale around our world that are corrupt, that are unjust, and it's all being revealed, right? This is the year things are being revealed. And that's uncomfortable, and that's scary for a lot of people. But you know what? It has to happen for it to get better. It has to happen. And I think when it comes to like the fear and people's health and people losing their job and people panicking, collectively the energy is all sorts of off and crazy right now. But all we can do is do what we feel our role is. So if you feel like your role is going out and protesting, you should go out and protest. If you feel like you need to stay inside and meditate and do the inner work, do the inner work. If you feel like you need to host, you know, yoga calls or, you know, meditation calls, do that. But honor what your body needs. Rest if you need. There's been so many days where I've just been like, I need to just lay down and not do anything. Like today is just one of those days. And then the next day I feel like I'm fine and I can get up and do stuff. So I feel that patience is huge during this time, and knowing that we are having this all be revealed for a reason right now. And there's a lot of things happening within the people who control our world, through the government, through the money that's being printed, everything, through the hospital systems, through big corporations. These people who are in charge of a lot of these things have most of the money in the world, and they have a lot of power, and they have a lot of power over how to manipulate people's minds and how to spread fear. And they like feed off of that, right? It is almost like their agenda. And so we have to remember to stay in love. We have to remember to take breaks from social media, from watching the news. Do not watch the news. Obviously stay informed, but there's other ways to do it besides watching the news every day. And just connecting with others who are like-minded to you, right? Like, find communities right now. If you're quarantined and you're alone, or you're with someone, or you're with a partner and you just want more, I don't know, just more camaraderie, more friends, like go online. We have this amazing tool of social media that people back in 1919, when this happened the first time with the pandemic, like what did they even do? They didn't have phones. They didn't have technology. That's why it spread so much, because they couldn't communicate, because they couldn't share with each other fast enough that there was this virus going around, and it killed a lot of people. So, you know, the virus is obviously a thing, but the fear of the virus is way more. So try not to let that fear overtake you, and try to remember that love is so much more powerful, like, than fear ever will be. Like, one person who's filled with love is more powerful than millions who aren't, I'm telling you. So keep sharing that love. Keep staying within that love. find ways to make you happy. So whatever that could mean, it, like for me, I take moments to like break and dance during the day or take my dog for a walk or sit out in the sun. Like vitamin D is so important. People have to get outside and get vitamin D for your body and for your immune system. You know, eating healthy, moving your body, drinking water, eating fruits. These are all going to help your vibration stay high so that the bullshit of this virus does not affect you, I'm telling you. And you, even if you did catch it for any reason, let's say you came into contact with someone who had it, and you're taking care of yourself and you're active and you're eating immune boosting foods and you are surrounded with healthy, positive people and you are excited about your life and what you're working towards. Yeah, you might have the virus, but it's not going to affect you. If you might have the antibodies, you might not have as many symptoms. It's not going to affect you the same because you're taking care of yourself and you're staying at a high vibration. And I don't know, for me at least, by law of attraction, if your vibration's high, you're just not really, I just feel like you're not going to attract the virus to you. So that's a very low vibrational thing. So
yeah, I think for me, I don't know, I kind of in a sense like already like knew about all this stuff like before 2020, but I just never thought it would be like like kind of like revealed. And I'm like, oh, it's whatever I kind of like, you know, saw in like previous like posts or like would read about like different articles and things like that. I'm like, oh, it's kind of like happening like right now. And I think for me, there's just no point of like panicking. I think I just have to stay safe and, you know, like they said, like wash your hands, like put on the mask when you're out. And I think right now I'm just more, you know, at home, obviously because of my business and like I graduated. So I'm working full time from home right now. And I've been able to like meditate and write, do my journaling. And I think just really focusing on me. And people ask me like, aren't you like bored at home? And I'm like, no, like I'm pretty like good. Like I'm always like, I'm pretty like busy. And I, you know, I just try not to panic because my mom would call me and she would be like, you know, like I feel like I'm getting sick. And then like the next day she's like, oh, I'm not getting sick. I think I was just like freaking out. She would, and I'm like, I think it's just the fear. And then she's like, yeah, I think so too. And
I think what everyone needs is as well like a reminder, yes, wear your mask, yes, wash your hands, don't be stupid. But when you're outside and you're out in nature and there's no one around you and you are by yourself, please don't wear your mask. Just breathe in the air. Just take a moment to like close your eyes and say, I'm alive right now.
Yeah,
I'm alive. My body's healthy. I'm good. And I think that's all we just need to remember. Every moment, every day that you are breathing is a day to be grateful because you're alive and you have another day to work closer to your dreams and what you want and to attract in the life that you want. So I just think that's a reminder everyone needs to hear.
Yeah, that was beautiful. That was a good ending to this podcast. And where can people follow you?
Yeah, so I have an Instagram. My Instagram is Shelby Love Health. I also have a business page, Panacea Love Health. That's all on, you can find it all on the same page. They're connected. But Shelby is spelled S-H-E-L-B-Y. Love is L-O-V-E. Health is H-E-A-L-T-H. And that's where you guys can find me and you can reach out to me. I'm here. I love to talk.
Well, thank you so much, Shelby. I appreciate your time today. And I hope you have a good rest of the day.
Thank you. Thanks, Margaret. It's so much fun. And sending love to each of you today. Bye. Have a good one.